You're listening to SBS News.
Young children and parents enjoy an afternoon at the playground in Barcelona. It's a picture of tranquility as kids play together, seeming to forget about the pandemic. The young were some of the hardest hit in Spain's initial lockdown, with children not allowed out of the house under any circumstances for 6 weeks.
Hello, my name is Marta Contreras. I live in Barcelona and I have 3 children.
And the little one's with us here. Hola, Marti.
Hello, my name is Marti.
Keeping kids indoors was controversial in Spain, a country where 2/3 of the population live in flats or apartments without a garden or terrace. Marta and Marti are among them, as their family of 5 shared a small balcony for the lockdown.
In the case of Marti, he's a very active boy and he had a behavior at home that is not normal with him. Fighting his brothers, sometimes he fight with us. I think that he have to express in some way his energy and maybe the way he was fighting, I don't know. He was more aggressive with us, with words and with acts.
Videos from April 26th remember the day that children were finally allowed outside in Spain. Quiet streets were overtaken by scooters, skateboards and games of football. It became something of a national joke that you could take your dog out for a walk, but not your child. And one person who protested the measures at the time was child psychologist Heike Frere, who started an online petition against the policy.
The Spanish children were the only European children that cannot go out under any circumstances. For more than 1 month and a half, children to grow healthy, they need fresh air, the light of the sun, they need open spaces to run, to play. All this energy, you don't have the possibility to take it out of you. So when you don't have this possibility, you keep your energy inside. And finally, it goes out in this kind of explosions of anger. Even if the children can adapt very well to the situation, it doesn't mean that is okay for them. We can't say the Spanish government makes suffering and damage to the children. And it continues. And I think this generation is going to have a lot of problems.
The long-term impact on kids from this pandemic won't be fully known for some time. But some politicians in Spain stood strongly against Madrid's measures. One of them is Sonia Fuertes, Barcelona's commissioner for social action in City Hall, from the En Comú party.
At the beginning, it was very difficult, and especially we were wrong about children and teenagers, for example. We have to prevent also the effects on their mental health or socialization or inequality. We knew before the COVID-19, many people has a small flat, so they live with many people together. And that question that sometimes is difficult to manage with this infection. So it was very hard for them and for the families. We think that some kind of these decisions were very strict.
Spain is a country where many rely on public space to get any space at all, with parks and squares serving as a pressure valve for families living in small or cramped apartments. Confining children to their four walls in the early stages of this pandemic compounded the pressure and stress on families, with real mental health costs for kids and parents alike. And with a second wave of coronavirus in Spain well and truly underway, many wonder whether the government got it right with those tough initial measures.